VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Palestinian militant group Hamas said Tuesday it will accept an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire agreement if Israel does the same. But Israel's government did not appear to signal its readiness. Its UN ambassador told reporters in New York in advance of an emergency Security Council meeting late Tuesday that we take action to protect our people and will continue to do that. Israeli Ambassador Danny Dannon said Hamas militants had launched 460 rockets into Israel between Monday and Tuesday. He warned if it will not be quiet in Israel, it will not be quiet in Gaza. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was stopped at the border on Tuesday and barred from leaving Russia as he was about to travel to a hearing at the European Court for Human Rights in France. He was stopped by border guards and told that a ruling by court bailiffs barred him from leaving Russia. On Instagram, he said, "Behind me, there are happy passengers at the airport whose tickets haven't disappeared. My ticket has disappeared. I'm not allowed to travel abroad." President Trump used Twitter on Tuesday to strongly criticize France and its president, Emmanuel Macron. Trump noted Macron's low approval ratings and attacked French tariffs on U.S. wine exports, as well as its failure to meet NATO's defense spending goal. Trump has criticized some of NATO's members for not yet meeting the 2024 goal of each country spending 2% of their national economies on defense, chiefly weapons and armed forces. France has said it will gradually increase military funding so as to reach the NATO goal by 2025. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis plans to visit American troops at the southern border Wednesday. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Pentagon says Mattis will meet with troops in McAllen, Texas. About 1,000 of the 5,800 active duty troops assigned to the border mission are on or near the border in South Texas. President Trump ordered troops to the border in response to a migrant caravan slowly moving through Mexico toward the U.S. But the lead caravan is no longer heading that way, with most migrants appearing to move toward Tijuana. Does that change the military mission?
We'll have to see what the future holds, but right now that's the only mission I have.
Mattis says the Pentagon's still calculating how much the mission will cost.
Rohingya community leaders said those refugees on a list set to be repatriated to Myanmar this week have fled from camps in Bangladesh. Rights groups and the UN Refugee Agency have expressed doubt that conditions are safe for the refugees to return. This is the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi.
Periodically, trouble has broken out there between the Muslim community and the Rakhine community. And we have inherited this very complex problem, and we have to deal with it, and we have to resolve it. So obviously, it's not something that we can do overnight, and it's not something that we can find simple answers to.
Opening statements have begun in the high-security trial of the notorious Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Brooklyn, New York. Assistant U.S. Attorney Adam Fels told a jury that Guzman, quote, sent killers to wipe out competitors, waged wars against longtime partners, and revolutionized drug trafficking to the United States. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
El Chapo's lawyer Eduardo Balarezo told reporters as he walked into court he's ready to defend his client and has nothing to prove. Guzman's wife, a former beauty queen, entered without answering questions. He had requested to hug her but is barred from contact out of concerns he could pass messages to his associates that way. The defendant's history of violence has prompted patrols by heavily armed officers inside and outside the courthouse. Jurors remain anonymous for their own protection. If convicted, El Chapo could face life in prison.
The number of hate crime incidents reported in the United States jumped by 17% last year. That's the largest increase since 2001. The report showed a doubling of anti-Arab hate crimes and double-digit increases in anti-Semitic incidents. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.